Discover inspiration for life-changing decisions. Finding your place and settling into a routine can be comforting. But is that all life has to offer? Some might see it as plateauing. Life should involve growth, new experiences, and challenging yourself. To experience this exciting growth, you often have to make scary decisions. You need to assess where you are now and decide what needs to change, and what you may need to leave behind to move forward. Discover effective ways to make decisions in life. Learn tools and a mindset to understand what's working for you and what's holding you back. Should I stay or should I go? Life is full of tough choices. You often face decisions like whether to stick with a job, a relationship, or where you live. Just like in that Clash song, these questions can keep spinning in your mind without a clear answer. To tackle these dilemmas, think of your life as a house. Each commitment, role, and relationship is like a room in this house. Take a moment to really feel each room. Does it feel right, wrong, or just okay? This can help you decide what stays and what goes, guiding you with clarity and purpose. Deciding whether to stay in a situation or move on can be tough. Sometimes, it's hard to admit when a place no longer fits us, especially if it used to feel like home. Other times, it's confusing. You might feel comfortable somewhere that no longer matches your values or helps you grow. It can be really challenging to accept wanting to leave a place where you've invested a lot of time and emotion. To help you figure out what's best for you, and to understand your situations better, adopt a technique called pointing and calling, borrowed from James Clear's book Atomic Habits. This tool can really help during times of change by increasing your self-awareness. Understand room exits and their impact. To gain insights and learn actively, focus on observing your surroundings. Identify truths and uncover hidden aspects of situations. Reflect on how these observations truly make you feel and evaluate what's effective and what's not. Understanding how we leave situations is crucial. Whether it's an expected, forced, or chosen departure, each type brings unique challenges and opportunities for growth. By recognizing the nature of our exits, we can navigate transitions better and accept changes gracefully. To figure out what to do next, it's crucial to recall your journey. This means reflecting on key markers like your spiritual self and core values. These markers light the way and guide us in making choices that truly reflect who we are. Your spiritual personality is about how you connect with what's sacred in life. It includes your beliefs, practices, and experiences with things that feel transcendent or divine. Think about what makes you feel connected or gives your life meaning. How do you experience feelings like awe or wonder? What daily habits or rituals help you feel more peaceful inside? Understanding your spiritual style helps you find where you fit and what helps you grow. Discover your core values. Core values are the essential beliefs that shape how you act, decide, and relate to others. They guide your choices and provide a moral compass in life's ups and downs. To find your core values, ask yourself, what virtues do you admire and aim to embody? What principles are crucial in your relationships and goals? What qualities do you value in yourself and others? Clarifying your core values helps you live authentically and make choices that align with who you truly are. The final tool here encourages actively changing your viewpoints. It's about accepting the challenge of change. Life isn't just about staying the same or sticking to old beliefs. It's about learning and growing, even when it's hard or surprising. Some time ago, in a Christian church I belonged to, two women joined who were in a committed relationship. I befriended one of them. One Sunday, a guest teacher mentioned homosexuality as a sin during a sermon, causing the women to leave. I followed, trying to console her friend but struggling to find the right words. This experience led me toward a period of deep reflection, questioning whether to stay in the church or leave. Navigate life's hallways effectively. When moving from one room to another, it's not always immediate. There's often a time spent in between, the hallway of life. This space gives us room to ask questions we might not have elsewhere. It's a pause, a chance to think clearly, consider our choices, and remember who we are. This section focuses on the importance of making smart decisions during life's changes. Before making decisions, it's crucial to take time to think deeply. This process helps us understand ourselves better, our values, and how we relate to our community and spirituality. By reflecting on our thoughts and paying attention to our feelings, we can become better at making choices that truly reflect who we are. Discernment involves moving beyond simple yes or no choices. It's about understanding the subtleties of our situations, and how our decisions reflect our values and relationships. Instead of looking for clear answers, we should pay attention to others, trust our gut feelings, and consider external signals. In hallways, we often face a choice: seek peace or avoid tough decisions. True peace isn't just avoiding conflict, it's aligning with our values and who we are. The book advises listening to our bodies and feelings and learning to tell healthy fear from avoidance. It encourages us to accept discomfort as part of our journey to finding alignment and completeness. When navigating through life's challenges, whether in hallways or elsewhere, we may face a choice: seek true peace or avoid making tough decisions. True peace isn't just about avoiding discomfort or conflict. It's about aligning with our values and who we are inside. Practical tools for managing uncertainty. The hallway is a time to understand when you're prepared and when the moment is right. To help deal with uncertainty, you can use practical tools like breath prayers and mantras. These tools remind us that finding where we belong is an ongoing process that needs patience and self-awareness. One useful two-word mantra is "for now." Repeat this phrase often to stay centered and patient, knowing that tough times are temporary. Another tool is the breath prayer. Here's one to use when you feel ready but the timing isn't right. Breathe in while thinking "for now," and breathe out while thinking "I will wait," or "for now, I'm held in love." When you feel unsure but know it's time to move forward, try using breath prayers. Breathe in while thinking "accept what is," and exhale while thinking "release what isn't." Repeat these phrases to find calm and clarity in your decisions. Remember, uncertainty doesn't mean you're lost, and finding where you belong happens gradually over time. Transitions in life, even the painful ones, offer opportunities for growth and understanding. They are natural parts of life where we learn and mature. Approach these moments with courage and hope, seeking wisdom and becoming stronger as you move forward. Entering into a new room. To confidently enter a new room, shaped by our experiences and driven by our growth, we need to focus on what continues and what starts anew. Before diving in, it's crucial to check in with ourselves. What do we think? How do we feel? What's our next step? These simple questions hold the key to understanding how we navigate the world. Moving forward, aim to enter each new situation both as a leader and a listener. This dual role helps us engage actively and learn effectively from our experiences. By approaching new adventures with clear intentions and a readiness to understand and lead, we set ourselves up for success in any environment. Leadership isn't just about avoiding conflict or pleasing everyone. It's about staying true to yourself while staying connected to others. A strong leader knows their values, sets clear boundaries, and isn't afraid to stand out, even when faced with opposition. On the topic of people pleasing, it's a common pitfall that doesn't benefit anyone, especially ourselves. Seeking approval doesn't lead to genuine satisfaction. Instead, focus on being authentic, accepting your imperfections, and growing from them. This approach promotes real personal growth and confidence in leadership. Effective leadership and self-confidence. Leadership is more than avoiding conflict or seeking approval. It's about knowing yourself, setting boundaries, and staying true to your beliefs even when others resist. Being a strong leader means being connected to others while standing firm in your convictions. On the other hand, trying to please everyone doesn't work. It doesn't make others happy and it definitely doesn't make us happy. Instead, let's focus on being authentic to ourselves, including our imperfections. This approach helps us grow and lead effectively, without getting trapped in the cycle of seeking constant approval. As we enter a room, whether it's familiar or new, let's listen, not just to others, but to our own feelings. Our bodies tell a story if we pay attention. What do those nervous butterflies mean? Are we excited or dreading something? As you step into the next room, remember three things: understand yourself, practice being true to yourself, and make peace with what lies ahead. Most importantly, be your own friend, someone who learns, faces challenges, and isn't afraid to be real. Key points. 1. Pursue growth through challenging decisions to discover new experiences and personal development. 2. Assess and decide what to keep or leave behind to align your life with your values and goals. 3. Use tools like pointing and calling for self-awareness during times of change and decision-making. 4. Understand the impact of exits from situations to navigate transitions effectively and foster personal growth. 5. Clarify core values to guide authentic living and make choices that reflect your true self. 6. Accept discomfort as part of growth, accepting change to align with personal values and spiritual growth. 7. Employ practical tools like breath prayers to manage uncertainty and stay centered during life's transitions.